Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's story, UFO lands on my farm. My name is Jameson Southworth, and I was visited by a UFO about 19 years ago. Most of my family members think that I'm crazy, but I know what I saw. I own a small farm in Owensburg, Indiana, which is in Greene County. Greene County formed 200 years ago in 1821. It was named for General Nathaniel Greene, who commanded the Southern Theater in the Revolutionary War, eventually forcing the British Army to surrender, ensuing American independence. My 327-acre farm was purchased by my great-great-grandfather just after the war in 1824, and it has been handed down through generations of the Southworth family. I got the farm when my father passed away in 1987, and I have it in my will to pass it down to my son Jim when I die. Our farm is just one of 828 farms in Greene County, and we grow corn and soy. We have four different fields and usually plant three fields every year, leaving one field fallow. Leaving the field fallow means allowing the land to rest and replenish its nutrients. It was in late June of 2001, just after a short rain. I was sitting on my porch just watching the clouds blow over. The sun was starting to go down when I saw a strange cloud starting to swirl, like it was trying to form a tornado. I remember thinking, well, that's strange. The wind wasn't blowing that hard, and we just had a short light rain. This couldn't be a tornado. What the hell is making the clouds swirl like that? It was almost like it was going to start boiling. And I walked out from underneath my porch and continued to watch the cloud as it started to move closer to the ground. And then I noticed a faint light glowing within the cloud. It was a bluish-looking light, and it seemed to be pulsating. The light looked like a giant circular ring about 90 feet in diameter. And there was a very little sound. It was hard to describe because I could feel the sound, but I couldn't hear the sound. It was like when you stand too close to a big bass speaker at a concert and you can feel the sound waves of the beat. Then the clouds broke, and there it was, a UFO hovering over my field about 1,000 feet in the air. The clouds quickly dissipated, and I could see this metal-looking object in full view. It had a double line of light circulating underneath the leading edge of the craft, a blue light and a white light, pulsating in opposite directions. I could hear my neighbor's dog barking several hundred yards away. I remember thinking, am I the only person seeing this? The craft seemed to tilt a little bit, and in a flash, it was gone. And at this point, the sun was beyond the horizon, and it was starting to get very dark. This whole incident only took about 30 to 45 seconds, and I was too stunned to even call out to my wife, who was inside the house, which was about 100 feet away. I walked into my house through the front door, and my wife looked at me and started laughing. She said, "What the hell did you do to your hair?" My hair was standing straight up in every direction, like it was full of static electricity. I looked in the mirror, and I did look pretty ridiculous, almost like a cartoon character. I told her about what I had just witnessed, and she asked, "Are you serious? Is this a prank?" My wife grabbed the camera and said, "Let's go outside and look at the stars. Maybe it'll come back." And that sounded like a good idea to me. We often would go out and look at the stars. While we were outside, we started talking about UFOs, and my wife told me about seeing a UFO on several occasions. I asked her, "Did you ever tell anybody about this?" She said, "Yes, but it was years ago when I was in junior high school. My wife and I stayed out for several more hours looking for the return of the UFO and talking about everything under the sun. We went back into the house about midnight and went to bed. A few weeks later, my wife and I were awakened to a strange glowing light in our bedroom. It was the size of a golf ball, and it just floated above us. It was like watching us sleep. My wife yelled out, "What is this thing?" I popped up and tried to adjust my eyes to the light, but just as suddenly as I woke up, this thing darted out of our bedroom into the living room. We got up and we followed the light as it flew into our fireplace and up the chimney. We both ran outside and saw the small light travel up through the clouds, and it was gone in a flash. My wife asked, "Is this what you saw the other day?" I replied, "No, but somehow I do think this is related." I remember looking over at the clock, and it was 4:47 in the morning. My wife said, "Maybe we should call the police." And I replied, "And tell them what? What are they going to think? They're going to think we're crazy." Later that day, I took my four-wheeler down to our cornfield to turn on an irrigation valve, and then I saw a very strange crop circle cut out in the middle of our cornfield. It wasn't very big like other crop circles that I've seen in newspapers and magazines, but it was very noticeable. I went back to the house and got my wife, and we both went back out to the field and walked through the corn and stood in the middle of the crop circle. We measured it, and it was about 90 feet in diameter. My wife asked, "Now do you want to call the police?" I agreed, so the police came out about 45 minutes later, and somehow several newspaper photographers also showed up. Now I can only assume that the police alerted them to the call. I wasn't mad about the photographers, and actually I welcomed their ability to document our sighting, because now people won't think that we're crazy. I had a lot of thoughts going through my mind. This has got to be related to the light that we saw in the UFO that I saw the other night. I wonder why they're picking on us. I wonder if other people around us are seeing anything like this. I asked the police if anyone else has called in about this, and I was a little surprised because the policeman said, "Well, yes, we have had several calls about seeing lights in the sky during the past few weeks. However, there's nothing we can do except notify the military." The cop said, "Maybe the Air Force is testing some kind of new technology or maybe a secret weapon." And a couple of days later, two men from the government showed up at our door, wanting to talk to us and see our crop circle. I said, "Well, sure, we have nothing to hide." They took out a small voice recorder and interviewed both of us separately and then as a couple. We took the men down to the crop circle, which was starting to degrade a little bit. They measured it, and they took several instruments to take magnetic readings and atomic readings. And I asked them, "Is this safe to go ahead and plow under? I need to plant some more corn so we can grow again." And he said, "Yes, in fact, the sooner the better." About a month later, my wife and I attended a farmers' co-op meeting in Owensburg. This is where we meet and talk about pooling our crops together to sell. We meet and agree on our asking price per pound and then present the offer to several major buyers. This meeting happens twice a year, once during the planting season and once in the harvest season. This is usually the only time we get together as farmers in one room. We happen to sit next to Jimmy, our next-door neighbor who owns a 520-acre farm. During the meeting, Jimmy leaned over and he asked about our UFO problem. Jimmy asked, "Did that UFO that landed in your field ever come back?" I said, "No." I told Jimmy, "It never actually landed in our field. I just saw it up in the sky." And Jimmy said, "Oh no, it did land. I watched it from my place." You see, Jimmy's farm is a little higher in elevation, and he has a great view of our entire spread. And I asked him, "You actually saw it land? Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "Well, I thought you already knew that. And besides, I saw the police walking around, and I thought you already reported the landing." "Why, I had no idea the UFO landed in my field." Jimmy asked, "Didn't you see the landing circle in your cornfield?" And I said, "Yes, but I never knew it actually landed." And Jimmy said, "Yes, the spaceship was about the same size as the circle." And he went on to say that he watched it for about 20 minutes. He watched several small lights come out of the side of the spaceship and drift up to our house. And then the ship lifted off and went into the clouds in silence. I asked Jimmy, "Why didn't you tell me this before?" Jimmy said, "Well, I didn't want to get involved, and for all I know, maybe you're one of them." And then he winked at me and smiled. And he went on to say, "I was charged with a DUI several years ago, and I figured that the cops would never have believed me anyway. They already think that I'm just a crazy old drunk farmer." Several other people overheard our conversation and started talking about seeing UFOs too. By the end of the meeting, we were all talking about seeing strange things in the sky. During the past 19 years, my wife and I go outside just about every night and watch the sky. It's my favorite time of the day. We enjoy getting together and just talking. And every now and then, we see something that we can't explain or identify. We both are 100% believers that alien life does exist, and they have been visiting us for a long time. I don't have a fear of UFOs, however, I would rather they go visit someone else. Our encounter was a very exciting time of our life. But did you know that after 19 years, our farmers' co-op meeting still focuses on UFO sightings? I guess this kind of thing happens a lot more than what people are reporting. Of course, now everybody has a phone which has a camera, and so we're starting to see more and more evidence that UFOs are real. Even the government is having a harder time covering up all of the sightings. I'm sure that you've noticed this in the news. In fact, lately, our government has started to admit that there have been a lot of strange things up in the sky that they can't explain. You can only cover something up for so long, and finally the truth will get out. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if we didn't all learn that the government has known for a long, long time that alien beings have visited us before. You may choose not to believe my story, but that's okay. I don't need you to believe me, because I already know what I saw. And someday, maybe you'll see it too.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.
Ha 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 ha